Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jerry G. Martin. I'm excited about the message today and this week as we are still focusing on men. Men are so important to the purpose of God and the plan of God that the enemy has come in to try to do everything he can to destroy the effectiveness of men. He wants to destroy men so that we are not righteous. He wants to destroy men so that we are not responsible. And he does not want us to have the rewards that God have in store for men. Nudge the man in your life and have him to listen to these messages this week. And at the end of today's message, we're going to let you know how you can join us this Friday for the Impact 2022 Men's Gathering at the Light of the World. This is the time for every man to stand tall and be who God called him to be. Now join us as we walk in the light of God's Word.
She's flesh of my flesh, and she's bone of my bone. How can I have a hard time with her and she's me? Wait a minute, I don't like you. What are you saying? I don't like me. You're flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. You are me. We're one. She was taken out of man, and he said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and they will become one flesh. And then in the making of the man, he closes this with this. The man and his wife was both naked and they felt no shame. They said, hey, we're here. We're in this garden. This is God made us. Man, we got a good life. This is good. Life is good, isn't it, honey? Hey, now that you're here, it can't get any better than this. We're walking around, ain't nobody messing with nobody. Everybody's having a good time. We're not going to go into chapter 3 yet. We're just going to enjoy chapter 2 for a while. They were in harmony with one another. That's the way God intended it. They supported one another. They worked together. They enjoyed one another. And they lived together. Men, God first set the groundwork for your productivity and your success. I want you to know today, God still is looking for your productivity and your success. Don't let the culture or your past failures or your insecurities keep you from being successful and productive. I don't care what it's been like in the past. You can start right now and say, God, thank you for speaking that in my life. I'm gonna take where I am right now and I'm gonna make it productive from now on. God gave the man work. God gave the man stewardship so you can take care of your business. God gave the man a command and a charge to see if he could work under authority. You got to be able to work under authority. You got to be able to work under the authority of various enterprises. You may have a boss. Even if you're self-employed, you got some authorities you still got to deal with when you are dealing with other business people and customers and clients and all those kind of things. You have to work under authority. God gave the man authority to decide what the species are going to be called. God give you some authority to have some influence on the way things are going to go in your world where you are. And then God gave the man a helper. God has already given you everything you need, so you are without excuse. God has given you everything you need. You are without excuse. You may have had a tough time in your family. I realize, and sometimes I have to step back. I was just blessed enough to have a father and a mother in the home. Not only a father and a mother, but a godly father and a godly mother. Not only a godly mother and a godly father, but one that spent the time to train us, to work with us, to engage us so that we can be successful and productive. I realize as I look out that a lot of people did not have that. But you can start right now and move forward with that. And then lastly in this passage, it said God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and every living creature that moves on the ground. And God blessed them. I want you to know today that God is still in the blessing business. You may feel like you've been diminished. You may feel like life has dealt you a bad hand. You may feel like you just have been in a rut. You're in a hole. Pastor, you just don't know what happened in my life. I get it. But God is still in the blessing business. So today, every man in this place, I want to take a moment and express the blessings of the Lord in your life. You are valuable to God. You are valuable to our church. You are valuable to our community. You are valuable to your family. Here's what I want to do now. I want every man to come forward. And we're going to pray for you today. I want you to come forward. I thank God for all of these men. Every man. You can be a young man. You can still come forward. Be a young man. Brother, God said, I'll put you in the garden. There's a place that God will put you. I'll put you in the garden. I want you to take care of it. I want you to go beyond just merely existing, just making it happen, no matter where you are in your life. Just look for opportunities that you could be the blessing. Look for the opportunities that you can make things better right where you are. I can make this better. I can make this better. I can make this better. Forget about all the excuses that come to your head, all the things where you say you can't do that. Nobody gonna believe me. Nobody gonna let me. Nobody gonna help me. All this stuff like that. God is your help. You're not in a bad place. You're in a good place. Come on, say, God is my helper. Glory to God. And those who are married and say, and God gave me another helper. Come on, say, God gave me another helper. She's not your enemy. She's your helper. We thank God for you right now. God said, be blessed. And God blessed him and said, be fruitful and increase. Fill the earth and subdue it. Subdue it means have dominion over what you have in your hand. So I'm saying right now, be blessed and increase and take dominion where God has put you. Be blessed and increase, man, and take dominion where God has placed you. Be blessed and increase and take dominion on where God has placed you. Come on, let's just look at me and say, I'm blessed. Come on, I'm going to increase. I'm going to take dominion. Father, we pray for all of these men. We ask your blessings upon them right now. God, it was no accident that you brought them to this place. They're here on purpose and for purpose. God, we come against everything that have worked in their life to try to diminish them or try to downgrade them, try to hold them back. But God, they cannot be held back when your hand is on them. We speak your blessing in their life. We speak that they are prosperous. We speak that they can have dominion over the things that they place their hands to. We pray that they are healthy and they are increasing right now. Father, right now, and every man, we come against every stronghold, every arrow of doubt and unbelief, and we begin to pray that your prosperous hand is upon these men, that they can prosper, be in good health, and that their soul will prosper. We thank you for each and every man right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless these men. Father, we pray over them this month. As we pray, we ask you to begin to fill them up with your divine power. Fill them up with your presence. Heal them, heal every sickness, every disease. Right now, Father, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Help them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Now listen, men. If you are married, I want you to stay here, and I want all the other men to sit down. If God says, I'm going to make a helper that is suitable for you, so I'm going to ask you to spread out a little bit, because I'm going to ask if your wife is here for her to come and stand right behind you. Y'all spread out. Y'all spread out so they can come behind you. Spread out in a single line, single file, so your wife can get right behind you if she's here. You come stand behind your husband. Turn around and face me, man, so they can stand behind you. Right now, y'all spread out so the woman can find their own husband. Come on, wives, come on, stand behind your husband right now. Put your hand on their shoulders right behind them. And if your wife is not here, we're going to pray for you and pray that God will enrich your family. God says, it is not good for this man to be alone.
Yes.
Alone is the contraction of two words, all one. It is not good for this man to be all one in himself, having all of his everything that he needs just in himself. It's not good. I'm gonna snatch something out of him and make something for him that's gonna be a blessing to him. And no matter where you are in your family, no matter what's been going on, wife, I want you to whisper to your husband, say, we all one. Come on, just whisper to him. Say, I'm with you. See, I'm standing with you. I'm standing with you. Come on, say, I'm standing with you. I say, I'm praying for you. Father, we thank you for these families. We thank you for every man. We thank you for every wife. Father, the enemy's strategy is to bring separation between us, bring conflict, to bring confrontation. But we're standing today as you had designed us to stand, as one. We are one flesh. Father, help us to be with one heart and one mind. Help every one of these families right now. Father, help us in our communication. Help us in our understanding. Help us, Father, right now to forgive one another, to love one another, to build one another, to strengthen one another, to encourage one another. Help us right now, God. Right now, help us to stand shoulder to shoulder. Help us to stand against the common enemy who wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And help us, oh Father, as our family has been built together. Help us to have a legacy. Help us to have a family right now that will be prosperous, that will glorify you in everything and in every way. We thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this wife. We thank you for this husband. Wives, we ask you to pray for these men, fast for these men, stand with these men, help these men in the name of Jesus. Husband, turn around to your wife. Wife, just tell your husband, say, I love you more than you ever know. Go on, give him a kiss while you're standing up there. Go on, give him a kiss. It might not happen no more, but just go on. Come on, sister Johnson. Go on, give him a kiss. Come on, brother Johnson. Go on, get that kiss. Go on, get that kiss. Go on, kiss him. Go on, I'm looking at you. Yeah. I ain't talking about a kiss on the cheek either. Amen. Come on, let's give him a hand.
This is Jared G. Martin, and I am so excited about what's coming up this Friday, April the 29th, at the Light of the World. It is our 2022 Impact Men's Gathering. There are several churches that's a part of this Impact group all over the city, and we're calling our men to come together, and we're inviting you as well. If you're a man, you are invited. If you're going to be a man, you are invited. So we want every father, every grandfather, every uncle or nephew or grandson or brother to be here. We're going to talk about what it really means to be a righteous man. God is looking for righteous men today to make a difference in the culture. We're also going to talk about what it means to be a responsible man for your home and your family and in your church. And then what are the rewards of that? It's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you. But we're also going to have some fun and excitement. We have some custom cars and classic cars that's going to be in the parking lot beginning at 5 o'clock. Man, if you have a custom car or a classic car you'd like to show, bring it out. If you're part of a motorcycle group, have your group come and join us. We're going to provide the food and refreshment at no cost while supplies last. Our Impact group is hosting and sponsoring this event, so come on out and be a part of it. Come early then, beginning at 5 o'clock, to take advantage of all the things that we're offering. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going inside, and we're going to minister to you and pray for every man that's coming. Pastors, we're going to send these men back to your church equipped to be a responsible man and a righteous man. So come on out and join us at the Light of the World, 16161 Old Humble Road. So this is Pastor Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you and we'll be with you again next time.